lawyers participating in this case, their assistants, associates, staff members, investigators, and employees under their supervision and control, county medical examiner, jury commissioners, criminal court clerk, county sheriff, police officials, and other law enforcement officers, employees of this court, and all other persons employed in the criminal court's building, their associates, deputies, assistants, staff members, and personnel under their supervision and control are forbidden to take part in interviews or press conferences or making extrajudicial statements about this case which involve 1. The personal belief of the declarant as to the guilt or innocence of the accused. 2. The plans of the declarant relating to the preparation or conduct of the trial, the theory, techniques, and strategy of the declarant in the preparation and trial of the case. 3. The jurors or potential jurors who may serve. 4. Comments of the declarant about the merits of the case and about any evidence which may be presented. 5. The credibility of or information concerning any known or intended witnesses or the treatment, acts, and attitude of the defendant, and are further enjoined from making any and all other statements which may be prejudicial to a fair trial by an impartial jury in this case, whether specified herein or not. All persons are in entirety subject to this order and feel aggrieved by anything herein contained or hereby admonished that any such grievances or complaints should be judicially presented. The court recognizes the wide and pervasive publicity which has been and will be an inevitable incident of this trial. The court further recognizes that there are many individuals who are beyond the jurisdiction of this court, but who may be interested in the outcome of this trial and whose statements may have been violated of this order had the court jurisdiction over such parties. As to such persons, the court urges self-imposed compliance with this order to the interest of a fair trial to the defendant and to the state of Tennessee. In accordance therewith, the court orders a certified copy of this order to be sent by the clerk of this court to all persons named herein. To all persons herein named, herein, or subject hereto, and all newspapers of general circulation, radio and television stations within the jurisdiction of this court, signed W. Preston Battle, Judge Division 3, Criminal Courts of Shelby County, Tennessee, date July the 30th, 1968.
Now, Mr. Blackpool, do you have any record of the distribution of that order?
I do have. In our file, the original file of the Ray case, we have the typed list taken out of the yellow section of the telephone directory of all newspapers, television, media, radio, magazines in this local or locality, of which were mailed certified copies and signed by Mr. Charles Costa, the deputy clerk who is present in the courtroom.
Do you find the Memphis Commercial Appeal and the Memphis Press Senator on that list?
I do so find.
Since that list is not part of the official record of this case, would you please let it be identified and made part of Exhibit 1? Withdraw it and substitute a post that.
I have the list attached to the order, which is the way it is in the record itself. In other words, we stapled the list that we where we complied with the order together. I would like to submit that for the exhibits.
They make the whole sentence. Let's go. Mr. Costa, at your instruction and your request, keep any other record that shows delivery and distribution of that order?
Yes.
What was the nature of such a record?
I have a worksheet that I used in the office today that the order was entered for the television and news media who was present that wanted an immediate delivery of that order. It came into the office, lined up at the clerk's counter, and as we gave them a certified copy of the order, they signed the worksheet for it, their own personal signatures.
Would you look at that worksheet, please, and tell me whether or not it contains the personal handwritten signature of Roy Hamilton, the press senator, and the personal signature of Charles F. Edmondson, the commercial appeal?
Yes, it does contain the two signatures.
May that be marked Exhibit 2, so identified by both reports. Evidence that they were there, and also evidencing their agreement. by certain officer of court.
Yes, sir.
Do you have that sheet with you?
Yes, I do.
Would you produce it, please?
I made a photostat of the sheet. I have the original here.
Now, just hold it there in your hand and see if I am reading correctly the caption. By affixing my signature below, I do hereby agree to abide by sections 2 and 3 of the court order issued by the Honorable W. Preston Battle Judge in connection with indictments number 16-645 and 16-819. Now, would you look down there about the middle of the sheet? You see the signature of Roy B. Hamilton, Press Senator?
Yes.
Arthur J. Haynes, attorney?
Yes.
Arthur J. Haynes, Jr., attorney?
Yes.
Renfro Hayes, which is described as 911. The street is illegible to me. Memphis employee of Arthur Haynes?
Yes, sir.
That is EMPL. Do you take that to be employee Arthur Haynes?
It's my assumption.
And then further down, Charles F. Edmondson, commercial dealer. Five
yes, lines.
And did each of those gentlemen sign that? And did they sign it to evidence their familiarity with the order and their willingness to be bound by it as they did that?
Yes, sir.
I have no further questions. Excuse me, I believe I make this exhibit, Your Honor. Would you make that agree let both orders stand by?
Question.